Hi everyone, welcome to the Second Year Experience Podcast. Today's topic is going to be switching majors. With me today are two of our current Second Year Experience mentors, Raul and Andrea, and Frank Lin, an academic advisor from Sixth College. To get started, first, I want to give you all a sense of who's in this room with me. I'm going to have all of you introduce yourself. Andrea and Raul, could you please give us your college, your year, and a highlight of what it is to be a mentor? And Frank, a highlight for you as well, and just kind of a little bit of who you are and what you do. So who wants to go first?
I can go first.
Cool.
Okay, so I'm Andrea. I'm a third-year Marshall student. I'm transitioning into the public health major and minoring in sociology. And a highlight about being a mentor so far is the connections I've built with my students. It's really good, and it just feels nice knowing that I'm able to connect with my students on a personal level, mm-hmm. while also being able to help them in like their academics and personal life.
Yeah, thanks for that.
Cool. My name is Raul. I'm a fourth year student from Marshall. I'm an applied math major with a business minor. And a highlight, I guess, of being a mentor is being there for somebody who potentially, a highlight is I get to meet such wonderful people, and they get to, you know, tell me their wonderful stories and their amazing challenges, and I get to, I guess, be lucky enough and fortunate enough to learn from them, and I guess I can attempt to teach them or help them with my personal knowledge of what I've been through. So, yeah.
Thanks, Raul. Yeah.
So, hi, everyone. I'm Frank. My pronouns are he, him, his. I am a senior academic advisor at Sixth College. Kind of the highlight of being an advisor is really working with all of the students, and especially the OASIS learning community and Summer Bridge students. I've been doing it for the past 6 years, and so obviously if it's been 6 years, I love it. So that's really one of the highlights of my job, is actually working with the OASIS folks.
Nice. Thank you. And just to give you all an overview of what we're going to be talking about, again, the topic is switching majors. And one of the goals that we have for this podcast is for students to have a better understanding on what it means to change their major and how to get that process started. There have been a lot of conversations and just kind of points brought up about our second year students questioning if they're on the right track, or just kind of getting more information on what that means. And we want to give you all a place and a safe environment, so maybe, you know, listening to this podcast gets you started on that process, or just getting more information and asking for help, because shy is expensive. I think that's what the quote is. So it's expensive to be shy, so you need to go out there and ask these questions, but getting started here is a good start. We're going to be hearing from Andrea and Raul and Frank on just their roles right now and how they're doing and how they're navigating that, and how maybe Frank is helping students with that as well. It'll be a generic conversation, and we'll get to learn about each other as well in the process. But something to lighten up the mood, just to get a little bit more personal, what's something that you all are binge watching, or a favorite movie that you have currently? I know Disney Plus just came out, so that's like the topic of the week and the month, basically. But yeah, who wants to go first?
I guess I can start. So Raul, my name is Raul. Anyway, I'm binge watching The Office again for like the fifth time. It's just like,
nice.
That show I just put in the background, you know, that I'm like doing homework to and stuff. And it's like always like really funny. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
Let's see. There's a couple shows I'm watching, but I've recently, because I got Disney Plus also, I started binge watching The Suite Life of Zack and Cody. And nice. I realized that a lot of jokes that they had were way above its time. Yeah.
You're just like, what are they saying? Like double meanings, right?
Yeah. Like, is this appropriate?
Oh my gosh. I get you.
For me, before Disney Plus came out, I was binge watching Lucifer. So that was a great show. Mm-hmm. But since Disney Plus came out, I just wanted to be nostalgic and relive my childhood. So I've been binge watching Kim Possible.
I just think of the theme song.
The theme song with Christina Milian.
Yeah.
Back in the day. Anyways, I feel old.
Nice. I started watching Lucifer, but I couldn't get into it. I should probably start it again. We'll see how that goes. But I love having friends in the background. It's kind of like you, like The Office. Mm-hmm. Friends is one of them. And I started Suits just because Meghan Markle comes out in it. I was like, what's this all about? And I like it. It's all about lawyers and attorneys and cases and stuff. But that's what I'm watching right now on Amazon Prime. I feel like we're advertising like all
sponsored
the different.
By Netflix.
Yeah. Okay, so to dive in into what we're going to be talking about, again, switching majors, I want to start with Raul and Andrea. When did you start to doubt your major? Or were you ever at a point where you were kind of questioning, is this the right fit for me?
So I was originally a human biology major for, I'm still under that major.
Mm-hmm.
I think I started questioning it my first year. But I never really gave much thought to it because there was something about changing it after I've like told my parents and family that it scared me. So I was like, you know what, I can stick through and finish this. And last year, which was my second year, it was really tough and it was really difficult trying to get to terms of like me acknowledging that I didn't like that major, I didn't like or enjoy the material I was learning.
Mm-hmm.
So instead of changing my major, I added the minor. And then over the summer, I took like a medical sociology class and I absolutely loved it. And then the professor, like I talked to the professor and he told me about like public health, global health, and like other majors that I could like look into.
Mm-hmm.
So I went to academic advising for public health. And honestly, it was the best thing I've ever made or done for myself. Because the advisor there was super helpful. She planned my schedule out. She told me I could do it, finish it in 2 years. And now that I don't have to take human bio classes, I feel good. I've never felt better. But yeah, I think for me, it just took me a really long time because I was stuck on the idea that I could do it. And I was just stuck also on the idea, like, what are my parents gonna think about this?
Mm.
But I talked to them and it surprised me because my mom was very supportive. She was like, as long as you do something that you enjoy, I am here for you. But it just took me a really long time to figure it out. But here I am going into public health, and I'm really happy about it.
Nice. And you said you're in the process of officially declaring it, right? Okay.
Yeah. So since it's a capped major, I have to first take the intro to public health course and pass it with a B+ or higher, which I'm sure I can do. But until I pass it, I can declare it after.
Got it.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I'm just waiting to see what my grade will be, and then I can declare it.
Nice. You got this.
Thank you.
Thanks for sharing.
Yeah. So my experience with this was also really tough. I think that's the biggest challenge we face as students. Most of us first-generation students come in with, like, little knowledge of what, like, our actual major is actually going to do for us.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I came in doing math, and I'm like, oh, my God, I really hate calculus. This is, like, boring. What am I going to apply this to? And then I decided, well, I need to do something that isn't just theoretical. So I started, like, going on, like, LinkedIn or started asking like my academic advisors and stuff like for advice, and they suggested that I should just do something that's more broad, like applied math. And then I started looking into the requirement, like the classes that I needed to take. And my freshman year, spring quarter, I decided to switch into the major, and I felt like really happy about it. I was still having to take the lower div classes, the math classes, which I did not like. Up until I started doing the upper division math classes, I really enjoyed it.
Mm.
Definitely is the hardest decision I've had to make too. But I'm lucky that I still continued in that math course or trajectory. It was also dealing with job availability for me. Obviously one of the main reasons we come to college is to be able to get a job after.
Mm-hmm.
And so, researching as to what I can do with an applied math major was something that took a long time and, it required a lot of extra, like, you know, career, like going to the career center, LinkedIn, like I said, or just general online stuff. Mm-hmm. So yeah.
And you both brought good points, like being a first gen student, yeah, working. What is my family gonna think? I'm set on this major. I want to do it, or mm-hmm, just thinking outside of the box and going above and beyond to what you're already doing as a student. But you both, you're in the process of changing it. You actually changed it, Frank. What does that process look like? Because, I mean, you both actually kind of gave a little bit of your own personal experience, but from your perspective, how does a student even come in? What are typical questions you get?
Yeah, so a lot of students kind of, they're scared to admit that mm-hmm, they need to change their major or that they're no longer enjoying their major and things like that. And I think, you know, coming into academic advising is a good way for you to start just kind of brainstorming with the advisor about possibilities. We hold no judgment. So if you are mentioning, I'm struggling in this major, I want to change it, there's nothing wrong with doing that. So we're here to help you navigate that. A lot of times we will kind of start the process by asking, like, have you already thought of another major you're wanting to change into? Or some people come in with absolutely no idea. They're just like, I hate this major, I want to change it.
Yeah.
And so a lot of times we'll recommend looking back at their academic history and seeing what they've taken before and what they've done well in and what they've also enjoyed. Mm. Or if they haven't done any of that yet, so if it's like a first year or it's a second year in their first quarter, they might not have taken a lot of coursework yet for like the GEs. We would recommend taking some GE courses and taking them from a variety of different academic departments, mm-hmm, so that way you get exposure to a lot of different areas and you can kind of learn and see what you are enjoying, but I also think what you're also not enjoying. So a lot of students think, oh, I took this GE, I hated it, that was a waste of time, but now you know that you really didn't like that subject. So I think it also helps you narrow down your choices if you're either undecided or if you're wanting to change your major. Mm-hmm. Once you've kind of done your research, I would say definitely speaking to the major department. Their advisors are kind of the experts in those majors. So you can kind of talk to them about any questions or concerns that you may have, whether it be career, academics, anything like that. The departmental advisors will be kind of great ways for you to explore the major even deeper, and they'll have a better understanding of like what alumni are doing, what careers that you can get out of it. Mm-hmm. The college advisors, we're kind of more generalists, so we kind of know a little bit about a lot of majors, but anything specific that you have to the major, you should definitely speak to the department.
Mm-hmm. And do you find it, I mean, being at such a competitive institution, it's heavy science-based. Mm-hmm. Do you ever have those students that are kind of just like, no, I want to push through, I want to do it, I'm not going to change my major, and you're thinking, that's probably not the best option or path to take? How do you go about that?
So yeah, so the way I approach those students is I change the kind of the way I advise very, like I just do a complete 180. Mm. And so what I end up doing is like, okay, what are your academic goals? What are your career goals? What is a future career that you're wishing to pursue? And then we kind of go through that and then kind of see if there are any other majors that will align with some of their career goals. Mm-hmm. So I think a lot of times students think that I major in this and this is going to get me to this career. That's only true for like 10% of careers out there, like probably like engineering and things like that. Mm-hmm. But you could still go to medical school and not have a bio degree. So a lot of students think that. They think, I have to be a bio major to go to medical school. Mm-hmm. That's not true. It's just that the prerequisites line up very nicely if you're a bio major, but you could still be any major and still pursue medical school in the future. Yeah. So I kind of start from there in terms of like seeing what their ultimate goals are and then kind of working backwards from there in terms of other majors that students can pursue that still can achieve the same goal. Because mm-hmm. I think that's where a lot of the hesitation comes from changing their major is that a lot of students think that I have to be in this major to get to this goal. Mm-hmm. But a lot of times there's actually a multitude of pathways that you can pursue to still achieve that same goal. And so kind of breaking it down that way, because I know a lot of times students come in, I'm going to be a doctor.
Yeah.
And then they go into bio and they start struggling. And then if someone comes in and just says, hey, like, you should probably change your major, you're like,
what do you mean?
You know, it's like, yeah. What do you mean? And then you're kind of like dealing a huge blow to their identity, which can be very harmful for the students because, you know, some students are still like, no, this is me. Why are you telling me to be something that I'm not supposed to be? Mm-hmm. And so kind of taking a different approach to it, that's the way that I do my advising is when I see that a student is like really set on this is my goal and this is my career, then I completely will change the way I'm advising and to be a more kind of strengths-based approach.
Yes.
And kind of thinking about what students, what they're liking, what they're enjoying. If their goals, you know, for example, we're talking about medical school a lot, but
yeah.
If they would just want to work in the medical field, like they're like, oh, okay, well, like there's public health as a sector that you can like kind of go into, or, you know, there's also health administration. So if you really wanted to work in healthcare, you could still work in health administration, but you're not like doing well in your chem classes and bio classes. Mm-hmm. There's a completely different pathway that you could still go and still be working in the healthcare field. So
yeah.
I think students kind of don't realize that each industry has a lot of different, like, smaller, I don't know, positions and jobs from a variety of majors.
It's not just a straight line. It kind of expands. I'm thinking like a family tree, you know, all the branches and all that.
Yeah.
But I see Andrea shaking her head a lot.
Yes,
like,
I agree with
everything.
A lot of things that you just said.
Yeah.
Because my second year, that was a big issue with me. I was like, no, this is what I want to do. This is the career that I want, because I was pre-med, and I was like, ooh, doctor, I'm going to do this. My family thinks I can do this. But then I struggled a lot, especially in chemistry, and I wasn't enjoying it, like, at all.
Mm-hmm.
But I was like, no, I'm just going to push through. But then I started, there's an org that I go to where we had, like, medical students come in and talk to us, and one of them was a literature major. And I was like, how did you do this?
Yeah.
I was like, what do you mean you're a literature major? And then I also had a medical school advisor, like, talk to us, and she said that if we know we're struggling, like, change our major, because at the end, like, it doesn't matter what major you're in, like you said, and it took me a really long time to realize that. And then also, like, now that I'm taking the public health class, we've had speakers come in and tell us about all the different areas that we could study in public health, and that literally kind of just blew my mind. Like, I was like, whoa, I didn't know this. And so now I'm not even pre-med anymore. Like, I'm looking more into public health and like different things that I can do there. But yeah, there's a lot of things. Because for me, because in high school I was like, oh, I want to become a doctor. And obviously, like, little freshman me didn't know anything about any, like, any majors on campus. So I went to a teacher and they looked at them and they were like, just do human bio. I was like, okay, I'll stick with that. And I didn't, like, question it. I didn't look into it. I didn't even find out about public health until the end of my second year. So, yeah, it's just definitely advocating for ourselves and going in and just exploring little things, especially if you know you're not enjoying it. Like, college, especially majors. Like, this is something that I feel, for me personally, is something that if I want to major in it, it's because I'm passionate about it.
Exactly.
Not because I'm just trying to get from point A to point B, because then, like, what about that whole in-between journey? Like, I don't want to be miserable.
Or barely passing
it,
that's all you do.
Yeah, because, like, in the classes, I felt like I learned something, forgot about it, learned something, forgot about it, just to try to pass, and it just never worked out. But, yeah.
And Frank, you said that you take a completely different approach with students when they're kind of very hesitant about switching their major. And Raul, you kind of pointed out on that when you were like, I went on LinkedIn, I went on all these things just to see what my end goal was. How do you feel like that was the biggest hurdle for you, like, to make that switch?
Yeah, it was definitely the biggest hurdle because, I mean, I am very interested about, like, math is very interesting to me. I took an actuarial class over the summer. It's like the two sequence that you can do. And it's like, it talks about like probabilities that you will live to a certain age or something. And it goes, it delves into like life insurance and stuff. And pretty much predicting people's deaths. And I'm like, okay, that's terrible. But it's like kind of interesting, you know. It's like, it was appealing to me because I'm like, damn, like you're using all this data and making sense of it, and that was like appealing to me. Not that death is appealing. Well,
yeah. You know, but you get it.
Yeah. So it was interesting to me, and then so then I started looking into being an actuary, right? Because thanks to like this class and stuff, and then I started looking into many other fields like that had deal with like using all this data and like predicting stuff. Doing that research is the most stressful, overwhelming experience. But and it's something that people should understand that doesn't take like one day or one week or a month. You know, it's something that will take a while. Mm-hmm. You know,
it's Frank, you're like, yes.
Yeah. it's something that I definitely felt frustrated about. Like, man, why don't I know the answer like right now? You know, it's something that I had to learn. Like, it takes some time to figure out. Mm-hmm. So.
And what actually made you to go into academic advising or just be like, okay, I'm going to do it? Because I remember when I changed my major, it was heartbreaking, but also kind of like overwhelming and also kind of like a relief. And then just not seeing human bio as my major, I was like, damn it. Like, I feel like I'm failing myself, but I was so much happier after. And it took me a while to accept that. But how did that point come to be?
Well, I was taking summer classes. I was taking sociology. Like, I wasn't taking any type of science. It was just sociology. And it was like a whole different experience, and I really enjoyed it. Mm-hmm. And I actually went to office hours and talked to the professor, and the professor, like, got to know me and told me about, like, different areas that I could study. And I think that's when it clicked. I was like, I don't like this. Like, mm-hmm. I don't like this major. I don't know why I'm in it. I don't even enjoy it. But I think it was just realizing, like, this isn't what I want to do for the rest of my life.
Yeah.
I think I was sitting in lecture, and the professor was specifically talking about public health. And I opened my laptop, and I was like, public health, what is this?
Yeah.
I think just in that moment, like, a little light went on, and I was like, wait, I don't want to do this anymore. Mm-hmm. And then after that, I scheduled the academic advising meeting, and yeah, but I think it was just like a whole self-realization, mm-hmm. like a little moment for myself where I finally acknowledged, like, this isn't what I want to do.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah.
For me, you know, you go through high school and stuff, and you do the work just because you kind of have to, and then you're like, you're told that, you know, you got to make it to college, so you try really hard, right? Whether you enjoy the classes or not, you try anyway. And then you get to college, and you trying is not good enough, you know? You got to try, like, so much harder. And definitely when I was trying, like, super hard for all these heavy theory-based mathematical courses, like, I was like, man, like, this is really not what I want to do. So definitely having to deal with, like, the realization that, like, theoretical mathematics is just way, like, out of my scope.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, it was just definitely not something that I was just going to be like, oh, whatever, I'll just deal with it, you know?
Because
I knew I was, if those courses were very difficult and were making me so, like, sad, I'm like, there's no way I'm going to, like, go through it. So, it's, I guess, that, like, that overwhelmingness.
And I think that's a very pivotal moment in your academic career, like having to switch your major and realizing and accepting that, hey, I'm probably not doing so well. But Frank, what are some of the most challenging things that you have seen, like, I guess, being an academic advisor with students?
So I think the most challenging is definitely working on students who are on academic probation or who are on the verge of academic disqualification, and then having those conversations with them about, is this the right major for you? And so then a lot of it then goes into the conversation about, you know, no, this is my end goal, I have to do this, and then tailoring the advising session that way. I think just having the student in front of me, and then kind of on our side of things, we can actually sort a student's courses by subject. And then we can also look by, like, subjects like GPA and everything like that. And so that's sometimes, like, a turning point for students when they see all their classes grouped together and then the grades that they're receiving and then the, like, GPA within that, you know, subject. A lot of times students are like, whoa, like, I didn't realize, you know, they're like, oh, I'm, like, passing with C's and, you know, stuff like that. But then, you know, like, how many attempts did you have? And and things like that. So I think that's kind of the most challenging, because it is sometimes heartbreaking for the students saying like, oh, like this goal I have now is like gone.
Yeah.
But I'm always me personally, when I work with students in those situations, I try to like help them find a different major or different career path or different choice that will still align with their goals that they're wanting to set for themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And then helping them really navigate through, you know, hey, like you should go speak to these people. We're here to help. And I think that's the key thing just for any student is, if you are encountering any kind of challenges, whether it be academic, personal, anything like that, don't hesitate to reach out for help. We're here to support you. I know academic advising, a lot of times people are scared to go in because they're scared that we're going to just like, you know, judge them and be like, tell them bad news and things like that. No, our job is really to help support the students through their academic journey.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what we're here for, and that's what we're wanting to do. So the earlier you come in, the more options you have. So don't, you know, if you come in like week 10 and you're like, hey, I'm failing, can I drop the class? Like, sorry, can't do it. And that's why students are like, oh, they're not helpful.
I can see that now.
So like if you are encountering challenges early on, don't hesitate to come in for assistance, because I know students will be like, I failed that midterm. It's okay. Like, I got the next one. And then, like, oh, no, I don't. And then it's too late at that point. So I think coming in for help is always good. And we can always just kind of sit down and, like, you know, if you are questioning your major choice, is we can sit down and kind of break things down by subject and take a look at it. Because me personally, because I'm also a UCSD alum, I spent 3 years as an econ major. And then fall quarter of my fourth year, I went into advising because I was like, I'm failing one of my classes. What does dropping with a W mean? So I went into advising, and then they were kind of looking at it. They're like, oh, let's take a look at your record really quickly. And then so they like did this thing that I do now too, is where they sorted it by subject. And then all my econ courses, they're like, oh yeah, like so the highest grade you've ever received in econ course is a B-. But then the lowest grade you've ever received in a history course is a B+. Mm-hmm. And then so I was just like kind of looking at it, and I was just like, cool. Like, I was like, at the time I was like, and? Like, and then they were like, oh, I just wanted to like point this out to you, you know, just mention something like that. And then so then I went back and like had that moment of like, I'm really hating all my econ courses. Like, I really don't enjoy it. I just thought like, I was the same thing. I was kind of like studying for the midterm, and then next thing I know, I don't remember it the next day. But I was really enjoying all my history courses. I was an ERC student, so MMW, just it was all history. And I loved MMW. I'm like one of the few people that loved MMW. And so I realized that, hey, like I am really enjoying all my history courses. And so I ended up changing my major from econ to international studies with a focus in history. And luckily, because of the international studies major, I was still able to use a lot of my econ courses for the major, so it wasn't like I was super behind. So I was able to still graduate by the end of my fourth year and everything like that. But it was one of those realizations, like going in, like, you know, hey, I'm really struggling, I need to drop a course. And then even then, like, even though I didn't go in to talk about like changing my major, it was let's take a look at how you're doing in your classes in general. And then that's what kind of sparked for me. Like, hey, I do need to actually change my major because, you know, I'm not doing well. I'm not happy.
Something needs to change.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it seems like you three had, like, that self-realization. At least for me, I was very, like, no, I'm going to do human bio. I'm a first-generation Latina woman coming from San Isidro. I'm going to make a difference. You know, just really stuck on that idea. And coming from, you know, being a straight-A student and all of that, or I wasn't here at UCSD, especially with those O-Chem classes, right? It wasn't until I got my first D, and I was in academic probation. I got a 1.9? Mm-hmm. You need over a 2.0, right?
Mm-hmm.
And my world was shattered. And I got an email from academic advising saying that I needed to go into academic advising. And I didn't know anything. I had never gone into academic advising. And I was just kind of like, okay, I'm going to go. I think I'm in trouble. Like, something's up. There's a red on my transcript. I need to go talk to this person. And that was the pivotal moment. It wasn't me taking the initiative. It was, I think, someone reaching out and, like, sitting me down and saying, like, Steph, you have C's in all your chemistry classes. You need to change your major. And even then, that was heartbreaking. And I was like, who the hell do you think you are? You know, like, you need to change your major or whatnot. But I was like, no, yeah, I needed to change my major. And it was a complete 360 turn. But for those students that aren't in academic probation, how do you go about that? Because I think, at least for me, I was like, I don't want anyone to know I'm an AP or SD. I'm going to keep it to myself. I'm just going to go about my quarter. I'm going to retake the class, do better. I'm not going to procrastinate, you know, do all these like self check-ins. Mm-hmm. But sometimes it's kind of like the moment where students shy away from asking for help.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I think the key thing is just to talk about it. And just, I feel like there's, especially here at UCSD, there's such a stigma about like, like this is a STEM school. You have to be in STEM. So you have to remain in STEM. If you're in STEM, you can't like change out of it. But I think that's actually really a very toxic thing that's happening with a lot of students. Cause even like when I was a student, like 10 years ago, same thing. I was like, oh, I thought you were a human bio major, but then like in the commencement booklet, it says you're sociology. Like what happened?
Yeah.
And no one ever like talked about it. And so I think the more you talk about like, hey, like, you know, I'm struggling in these classes, so I'm going to change my major. And just like talking to your friends about it, I think is a good way to just start. Cause I know a lot of times coming in to speak to an advisor, it can be like scary and daunting and things like that. I know students like to talk to their peers a lot more too. So talking to one another and just kind of withholding that judgment. If someone's coming to you saying, hey, I'm struggling in this class, I don't think this is going to the right fit for me anymore. I say just like validate them, because a lot of times, you know, a lot like we're there as friends, we're like, we're here to pick you up, like, yes, you can do it, just power through. But sometimes that actually doesn't work. And so just really validating them and then having those conversations with them, like, have you thought about something else? Because then sometimes, you know, if you do the opposite thing, we're like, no, you got this, you can power through, we believe in you, da da da. And then it ends up, you know, they end up not passing the class or anything like that. Then it just kind of shatters them even more. So I think personally, I think that's a good way to approach it. Is just talking to your peers about it first, if you are too afraid to really come into advising. But then advising is always a good place to start, I think. Especially at the colleges, I think is a good place to start. And so that way you can kind of explore more. And then if the college, you know, will always refer you out to departments or other campus resources that are necessary for you to kind of utilize. And I say always follow through with them, because I know a lot of times we meet with a student, we're like, hey, you should definitely go see the department about this, and they never do. Really following through with the referrals that we are giving you, because they're great resources for you to utilize, especially if you are in the space of like questioning whether or not you should be remaining this major. You know, other talking to other people, getting different perspectives as well, is always a good thing before you're making that final decision.
And I appreciate you saying that sometimes you need to refer students to other resources, because it might be, I guess one of the main reasons is academics, which is why students change their major, but sometimes there's other things going on, right? So maybe referral to CAPS, referral to orgs on campus, or whatever it is that the student needs in order to succeed, right? Were any of you in AP or SD at any point? No. I don't want to think about it.
I will say though, I was still like considering going into like PA school and whatnot this quarter, and I was taking metabolic biochemistry. First day I sat down and I was like, I don't like this. But I kind of was with that same mindset, like, I can power through. We took the midterm, and for some reason the professor did like the made the midterm after the W deadline. So I ended up doing pretty bad, and I was like, I don't like this, I'm gonna fail this class. And I ended up just dropping the class, and I did get a W, but I'm fine with it, because now I know like that's not what I want to do. So I'm taking it as a learning experience. Which is why like I'm considering more going just into public health, because there's so much that I can do with that. But yeah,
I think something to just point out too, like you bring up the learning experience thing, I think we really need to learn from the experiences that we've gone through. And I think a lot of times students will, they'll take classes and then not do well, and then when they retake it, they're like, I'm just going to study harder. but kind of having to think, like thinking through like, okay, what was it exactly that I was struggling with in the class? And you know, was there anything in my personal life that was happening that like may have caused some academic difficulty? I think that's a key thing, is that a lot of times students may not take ownership of kind of maybe some of the challenges that they're experiencing, and they blame it. Sometimes they're just like, oh, it's a bad professor. Mm-hmm. Oh, the midterm was too hard, and things like that. But kind of thinking about, you know, other things as well. So kind of like what you have control of, like, okay, you know, I had this family situation happening at home, so I didn't have enough time to really study. Okay, what can I do now moving forward? Because a lot of times students will kind of look back all the time, like, oh, I should have done this, I should have done this, I should have done this. You can't change what's happening in the past, so kind of like focusing on the now in terms of, okay, I have another midterm coming up. Do I think I can, like, can I still relearn all these concepts from the last midterm to make sure I could do well in the next midterm? Mm-hmm. If it's like, I don't think so, then maybe coming in to talk to advising about dropping the class if it's still within the deadline period. If you feel like, you know, like, that was just a fluke, I can, like, power through it, and just really making sure that you're doing that reflective piece, and kind of making the decision that way. So I think always learning from those experiences is going to be really powerful for the students as well.
I agree. Definitely. Yeah, I think how you said, reflecting and following through, and it starts with the student, obviously. Mm-hmm. But now that you two changed your major, how do you feel being at UCSD, you know, or you're in the process of changing your major? How does that feel being in class and just overall you yourself?
I feel good. I feel really good. Like, my first 2 years, I struggled with a lot of, like, mental health issues for the same reason that I was not enjoying any classes I was taking, and it was just, I was failing everything, and I was like, I'm terrible, this is, like, all me. Mm-hmm. But now that I am transitioning, like, I'm doing really well in my classes, and that's something that I've never done here.
Yeah.
And it's just, it's so nice. Like, it's so empowering knowing that I can succeed in the course that I chose, and it's just, it feels nice. It feels really good.
It feels good to hear that you're good, honestly. Yeah.
Yeah, likewise for me. Just like this weight that you no longer have in your back, you know? You're not just, you're kind of actually enjoying your major, and you know, when you enjoy your major, I think that, you know, we're all smart. We all got to UCSD. And it makes a big difference to actually enjoy what you're doing. So, yeah, to actually enjoy the classes makes every difference, you know, and makes things so much better. So, very happy, I guess, now that, you know, switching my major was a thing. Yeah.
And school is such a big part of a student's, what is it? Identity.
Yeah,
so if you're doing well in school, sometimes you're like, yes, life is great, everything's good. Or maybe, you know, at least if you know that you're okay in school, you know, you have time to also fully process whatever it is that might be going on, or just enjoy life too. Frank, what are some helpful suggestions that you would give to students, apart from everything that you already said, with like minors, majors, or the best time to visit academic advising?
Yeah, I always tell students to come in at least like once a quarter. I know that's asking for a lot. So if
once
not,
a quarter, y'all. I took 2 years, definitely agree with that.
I always say once a quarter, and if you know, obviously, if you're too busy and stuff like that, at least once a year. That way, we can also just make sure you're keeping on track and everything like that. Or if things change, so sometimes you couldn't get into a class that you're wanting to get into, it's going to change your course planning. If you end up dropping something in the middle of the quarter, that's, you know, it could change your course plans as well. So, you know, coming in when anytime you have questions, I always say like I said like a million times already, don't hesitate to reach out for help, because we're here to really help assist you. And just be okay knowing that sometimes you might be told to go to another office and be referred to a different office, because that's just the way that UCSD is set up. Is that you have basically two main advisors. You have your major advisor, you have your college advisor. And so just kind of being okay with like, hey, I went to my college and then they just told me to go talk to my major. Like, ugh, I'm wasting time walking all the way across campus. But sometimes we want to make sure that you're getting accurate advice. So we'd rather you speak to the experts rather than us trying to make stuff up for you and then giving you wrong things and then, you know, negatively impacting your academics that way. So just being okay with that as well. And then I would say in terms of like changing your major, adding minors and kind of down that road, really kind of think there's two ways of approaching it, is in terms of like what you're passionate about or what can like kind of supplement your career. So for example, I have I meet with students who are like, you know, international business majors, and they'll add a psychology minor because psychology can really kind of help them with the business aspect of things, you know, thinking about like marketing and stuff like that. Or on the flip side, I've had like a bioengineering major who minored in music because they just loved music. Mm-hmm. And you're just like, whoa, like, I was like, that's cool. Like,
yeah. Sometimes it's a GPA booster too, right?
Yeah. So especially if you're like loving it and you're good at it, and you know, pick that as a minor or something like that too. So really kind of just thinking about what your priorities are. It's going to be different for everyone. So I know it's hard, but try not to like compare yourself to some of your peers in terms of what they're doing. Because then you kind of get into this negative cycle and negative thoughts. Summer Bridge, hey! the negative thoughts and everything like that.
Yeah.
So trying to keep the focus on yourself and what you have control of, I think is going to be the most important advice moving forward if you are thinking about changing your major and stuff.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah. Any final comments, remarks? I think we went over a lot in terms of utilizing your resources, self-reflection, knowing when to, you know, to take that first step, not shying away from asking for help, using Frank as a resource. You know, you did say that you're here to help them, and all academic advisors are here to help you. But yeah, it's a lot to process, and it's a big change, but it could be for the better. Who knows? You might be the best decision you make. Mm-hmm. Which correct. I can see you both nodding to it. Or even you, Frank, you know, you said you were econ and then went a completely different route. I know it was for me.
I think, like we mentioned earlier, in terms of taking things as a learning experience, and kind of it's easy to be like, oh, I wasted like a year of my life being, you know, human bio, and, you know, things like that. I have met with a student who was a human bio for 2 years. But then they changed to econ and management science, and you know, they started loving it. And then so they were, this was like many years ago, they were also a mentor for OLCs and stuff. And so when they were sharing their story, a lot of the students were like, well, didn't you just waste like 2 years as a bio major now? And the students shared like, no, like, you know, my dream in high school was to become a doctor. And so I went to pursue that when I came to college, and I was failing everything. I was on academic probation. I was just not doing well. And so that's when I realized I needed to change my major, and now I'm doing something that I really enjoy and really loving and really passionate about. Now I won't have that what if in college, in terms of like, what if I had, you know, not done this. So it was really nice to like have them share their story about that. Because then it really helped put things in perspective, because then the students, like, I learned that I can't, like, I don't enjoy being a doctor, or I wouldn't enjoy being a doctor because I was not enjoying all of these classes. And so I'm now doing something I really love and really passionate about, but I tried for this dream I had, and I just, it wasn't working out for me. So now I kind of had to change things, and now I'm even happier than when I was, like, coming into college. And so I think taking things as a learning experience, it's easy to be like, wow, you spent, because, you know, econ and bio are completely different, so nothing really transits over in the new major. So students were always like, oh my gosh, you...
You made it work.
You're like, you know, so it was nice to have that student, like, share their stories, and so I think this is a great, you know, having you all share your stories as well is great for students to hear.
Thank you.
Thank you for sharing that. Any last comments from Raul or Andrea?
No, we're all good.
So thank you everyone for tuning in. You know, just reflect and take action, I think, are important key takeaway. What is it, takeaways from this? And ask for help. The mentors are here to help you. Second year experience staff is here to help you. Academic advisors, Frank is here to help you. Sorry, Frank,
for putting
you
on the spot.
A6 College, next to Pepper Canyon. But a couple of reminders for the week. Oasis Study Jams are happening Wednesdays and Thursdays from 5 to 10 p.m. So if you need a space to study, or you want to reserve a room or anything like that for group studying, Oasis is open. The newsletter is out every Tuesday, so if you need any presentation requirements to be fulfilled, you can click on the flyers and it'll take you to the RSVP form. So make sure to just look at all the newsletter. Check out our website, oasis.ucsd.edu, for calendar updates and podcasts. This will be posted on the website. Coming up presentations, make sure to utilize the career peer drop-in hours. The hours are posted on the newsletter. We're having a study jams with your mentor tomorrow at Oasis from 6 to 9. And the podcast listening party for this podcast this Friday, November 22nd, at Oasis, room 333 from 1 to 2. Don't forget to submit your workshop reflection sheet. It's due week 10 Friday by 4:30 p.m. And for those of you in 2Connect, make sure to utilize the drop-in hours. All the mentors are here to help you out and just answer questions that you might have. The Oasis Global Seminar Scholarship application is open. So if you're thinking about studying abroad next summer, make sure to apply. It's a scholarship for Oasis students only. So that narrows down the competition at least a little bit. Submit your FAFSA if you haven't done so already. And make sure to practice self-care. Ask for help. We're here for you. You know, take a day to watch Disney Plus, Netflix, go on a hike, or just be lazy if you need to. Make sure to take care of yourself and just really advocate for yourself.
Agreed.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So thank you all. Have a great day. Stay warm and dry with this rainy weather. But yeah, bye.
Bye.